Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're like all the villains in the Suicide Squad put together. You're like Jared Leto as a cast member during the taping of Suicide Squad.
I can't wait to show you my toys.
Because you know that was garbage. And did you see he was like, I hated the way it turned out. I thought it was going to be an art house film.
Yeah, didn't you read the script and saw that it was trash?
Oh, God.
I hate everybody.
I do, too. There will never be another jokes like Heath.
Let's put a smile on that face.
God, he, like, him and Jack Nicholson are the only jokers to the end of time.
Yeah.
Everyone else can fuck off.
What are you laughing at?
I thought my jokes were bad.
I do think Benedict Cumberbatch could.
Oh, he'd be amazing.
He would be a really good joker.
Benedict Cumberbatch can do anything he wants to, especially get it in my vagine.
Despite his goofy ass name, sure.
Now, shall we begin?
Oh yeah, I'll be his Cumberbatch for life, dude.
So you're gonna, when you orgasm, you're gonna be like,
Benedict in me. Yeah, dude. I'm gonna be like, Benedict, dick me more. That's what I'm going to say.
He's going to lose his erection when you say that.
I know. I know that's trife, but also he's like so like statuesque.
He is.
Like gallant.
Yeah. Hey, babies. I'm Phoebe Robinson.
And I'm Jessica Williams.
And you're listening to Two Dope Queens.
Hell yeah. We're here to fill that big empty void in your lives, whether it's a broken heart or a bad job or irritable bowel syndrome.
Aww.
Yeah, we're giving you something to do aside from dancing alone in front of your mirror. Hey, there's no shame in your game.
Oh, hell yeah. And we are so excited to bring you a show with a very, very sexy man. I'm talking about Mr. Ross Marquand.
Oh my gosh, girl, that chemistry was so hot.
He was in love with us.
It was like, we know you work on The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever want to run and live with us?
That was great. That was so great.
I got
honestly,
scared.
Honestly, he would totally ask you out after you drop that sick line.
So much sarcasm.
Okay, besides Ross's fine ass, we've also got Will Miles and Kate Berlant.
Also two fine ass people.
Mm-hmm. And this was all recorded live at the Bell House.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Okay, can you not say that like you're Kourtney Kardashian?
I'm like so excited. Kourtney Kardashian never emotes.
She's
like, Scott cheated on me and we have a lot of problems. I'm pregnant and I didn't tell him.
That's like, I tell Scott, like, you can't go out. And, you know, I'm done. Like, what about Mace?
Anyway, let's hit it.
Oh, my God. We're like the Beatles or like Paul McCartney when he was with Wings. Like, we are just killing it.
This is like our American Bandstand, such an iconic, iconic moment in rock history.
I've never seen this many white people standing for black people since Barack Obama.
This is wild.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah.
What a beautiful like rainbow of people.
Yeah, this is great.
That are like-minded individuals that are very into biking and public radio.
Yeah, so this is very...
And who gets sunburned very easily. There's a lot of you in here.
Just melting into a pile of Hidden Valley Ranch. I don't know. That was racist. I'm sorry.
It's true. Like, when you think of Hidden Valley Ranch, it's mostly egg whites. Like,
right. We get it.
That's like the most seasoning you guys are going to do.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of, it's crazy. Speaking of seasoning... I took a risk last night and I went to Chipotle for the first time in a really long time. I did. I was really feeling myself. I was like, you know what? I feel brave. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. Hashtag Mm-mm. Pixar. I'm going to go.
Mm-mm.
Try something new.
No.
Again, like meet an old friend, like an old boyfriend.
No.
And I was like, well, what's this like? So I went to our local Chipotle, my boyfriend and I, and... We got in there, and it was, like, a lot. It was still kind of popping, and I saw a guy who was working there, obviously on his break, like eating a burrito that was standing up on its own. And I said, okay, you know what? I feel a little better. If he's eating that, I'm going to try and see what that's about tonight.
Oh, dear.
And so we got it. We got burritos. I went all the way and I got chicken, guacamole. I know it's extra. Don't disrespect me by telling me that again.
Yeah, right.
You fucking know. And then I ate it last night.
Mm-mm.
It was fine. I was fine.
Okay.
Woke up this morning.
There
we go. Had a big old stomach cramp.
There we go.
Then I just took like the biggest, weirdest dookie I ever have taken in my entire life. And it was like one of those, it was quick, like everything came.
Okay. So
the whole sensation came immediately. Right.
So it was like when Greg Louganis used to dive, it was just like quick dive.
Yes. Right.
No like, splash. Because you're like, a professional.
Yeah. They were like, oh, well, that was clear. So first there was no splash.
That's cool.
And then it would be like if that diver got back up and then started splashing around.
Greg's like, wait, let me do that again.
Yeah.
Wait.
They're like, you don't need to.
Wait, but I want to.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't.
It was one of those where it was like so intense and extra. Oof. That I was like, you know what, no matter what happens, a shower is coming after this.
Wow.
But I made it. You know, I made it here tonight, you know.
Wow.
I'm a survivor, hashtag Destiny's Child.
That was...
But I wanted to just be like, yo, this is like an ex-boyfriend. I wanted to go back and be like, what's up? Is this still happening? And
it turns out
he's still a fuckboy.
Yeah, you can't.
You live and you learn and you shit your insides out.
No, you can't. Just can't do it. Chipotle no more. It's gone. No.
So you haven't. So you're like, I don't fucks with this at all.
Ever since the news stories came out, I was like, cool. I'm done. Like
yeah,
I was.
That's
like,
all you needed.
Right.
Well, it was weird to go back in there because they obviously are like subtly trying to hint that they're okay again.
Oh yeah.
So they're trying to like campaign as subtly as possible without using the words like E. coli and like norovirus.
Right.
So they're just like. Instead of the normal, like, six menus that they would have up top, one of the menus is like, hey, so we know that there needs to be more integrity here. We just want you to know we've always had integrity. Yeah. And it's like an apology letter, but not an apology.
Yeah. No, it's bad. I walked past the Chipotle in Union Square that had an A grade, and I was like, you lying. You are a solid D minus at best. At best. Yeah. That is terrible. That is terrifying.
Have you had something terrifying happen to you lately?
I did have something a little scary happen to me. So Thursday night after a concert that we went to, I was waiting for my Uber outside of... What's that place? It's a Sweet in the Lower East Side. You guys know that place?
Sweet.
Great. Cool. But no, Sugar. It's called Sugar. Does anyone know what... Yeah, sorry, I messed up.
Okay, let's read.
Right.
So there's this place called Sugar.
Yeah, it's called Sugar. And I was waiting on my Uber, it was coming. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'll just stand outside and get some fresh air. And so I was standing right outside the establishment, this like bald, like white guy. I don't want to say skinhead because
But he was like definitely skinhead adjacent.
Right. It was like.
He was in the nabe.
Right. It could have been like. Nature or nurture? Why does he have the ball? You know what I mean? Like,
What came first? Was it Moby or was it being a skinhead?
Right. So he had that. I'm on alert because I'm like, the Roots remake is coming out. I gotta be ready.
Right.
So I was like, I have my, you know, I was just like I was just standing real strong, you know? And he walks towards my direction, and then he holds up his arm, makes a finger gun. Yes, and then he does like this and shoots it at my face. And then he keeps walking. This truck of like three Latinos were like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, I don't know. I look around the corner. He's walking. He's still walking. And then he just slaps a black guy's ass and keeps moving. White people aren't scared anymore, dude. They're not scared.
They got Trump now. I know that's somebody who's like, I got Trump, I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
But it was so weird, just like someone
I
doing that.
Even, that's insane.
And holding the eye contact. So like I didn't, because I'm like, I can either.
Are you
like,
sure it wasn't like a, you know, some white guys are like,
No. It was not Uncle Gary at a wedding. It was not.
Hey, Phoebe, pull my finger. It's your Uncle Gary.
Still single, Phoebs? Oh, I'll date you. It's like Gary.
It's crazy.
The same joke
he's like,
every
he's
year.
He's like, hey, Phoebe.
No, it was intense, like scary.
Yeah, you could tell the vibes.
It was like a time to kill scary, like white guy.
I am so sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah. Got that demo. That a time to kill demo. That's insane.
That was so scary.
I hate that feeling of sometimes, you know, people can be the worst and you're just like, you're the worst. But if it's somebody who you're like, this person could legit murder me, then it's just like, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing. I just need to let this pass, I guess.
Because I have no upper body strength.
No. If the apocalypse happened, do you not have fighting as one of your skills?
I would be dead first, and people would be like, no, people would be mad that I'm dead first because I'm black, but they'd be like, oh, no, I understand. I can't swim.
What skills do you think you'll bring to the table if the apocalypse happens?
I have excellent comedic timing.
You do. So let's say, like, we're in a room and there's, like, zombies or something like that. Then what kind of fucking joke are you about to do to these zombies?
Oh, that's tough. Okay, so there's a zombie. What's the zombie's, like, vibe? Like, what is he?
He's like, ugh.
Right, he's doing that. So I'm like, ooh, Monster Mash, that's hilarious, bro. That's hilarious.
And then
my life is big. She gives me,
He's like, babe, she got the Monster Mash thing I was going for.
What are your zombie skills?
I have always had this fantasy of, because I've been 6 feet tall since I was like 13.
That's cool.
I've always had this fantasy or this idea that when shit would go down, I would like train the way Lara Croft did or something, or like a superhero.
Okay.
And I would be like a fighter. Like I see that and kick. So I think I would be like, let me go. I have a hero complex.
Can we pause? Because that kick.
Was there something wrong with it?
So low. It was such a low kick.
Oh, yeah. This can't go higher than like a 30 degree angle on a good day. Like when I'm having sex with my boyfriend, sometimes he tries and I'm like, we just try to slip in as smoothly as possible. It's my fault, but these aren't going to open wider. My legs aren't going to open wider than this.
You gotta
get your dick in there somehow.
You gotta breathe.
I gotta breathe.
You gotta be like.
Oh no!
It's hard because you're 6 feet. He's 6'4".
Yeah.
I don't know where all the limbs go. Like, is there a bed?
Okay, so one of us has a queen.
Great.
One of us has a fool.
Ooh!
Wait, babe, is it?
Fool is small, dude. That's
a fool is small, but we make it work.
Wow.
I told you, like, sometimes whenever we try and get, like, wild, like, maybe we'll try it standing up, and it's like, oh, I don't have the stamina.
Right. It's hard to have sex standing up. That is takes a lot of squatting, quad strength.
And just like drive as well.
Right.
I'm so sorry that happened to you though.
It's okay.
I like hate that. That makes me mad.
Yeah, it was super gross, but I was like, I survived. It's cool.
That's like your I survive story.
Yeah. When I go on the show, it's very short.
Yeah, they're like.
So you weren't actually in danger? And I was like, no, it felt
like it. I survive one, is that like the one where they do the parasites? Where they're like, I had a parasite. Like, I went to Cabo and I got a parasite and I didn't know for like a year. And then I found a snake coming out of my mouth whenever I coughed.
Yeah, it's dumb. Or they're like, I like climbed a mountain. It's like, why would you do that?
Right. That's the fuck I'm saying. I just watched the movie Everest and I was like, oh, no.
I was
like, no. It is the most like self-manufactured situation.
Yeah. That's who's in that?
It's like a lot of just like dudes. Like you would think that they were all just like different versions of Matthew McConaughey. It's like 50 Shades of Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh.
All right, all right, all right.
Are you
Dude, he's so hot.
That. He has to get that all the time. He has to get that 1,000
right.
times a day.
He's so hot. I don't even masturbate with this hand, but I will switch it up for him. I'm like...
You're like trying your left writing hand. It's like a little bit off. Yeah, he's like an interesting one. He's somebody who like wears a bandana and then stands on a picnic table after a run. And I don't know if I like that.
I love it.
I don't know if I co-sign that.
He's a free spirit. He never wears clothes. What's the problem?
He's just a fucking actor who like feels mildly bohemian and was probably into Kabbalah.
Again, I see no problem with this. He's like, you know, he's a good actor. He's won Oscar, you
know?
Yeah,
he's a great actor.
Great actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might be back in the spank bank. He might go back in there.
Did I just remind you of him tonight?
You did.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for that.
Anybody you can just toss right back in that spank bank is just like, that's a beautiful thing.
Get on back in there.
That's that spank. Anywho, you guys ready to get this show started?
We have a phenomenal show for you who we're about to bring out next. He is currently a writer on the Chris Gethard Show. Yeah. Please give it up for Will Myers!
This is good because this is my second set tonight, and my first set was at a grocery store, so this is going way better. You were there? It was a good set. I'm a pretty good comedian on stage, but where I really kill is like checkout lines. I don't know if anyone else has that luxury. Like, I crush checkout lines. I'm so good. I do the same joke every time, too. I like wait till I'm walking out, and I'll wait till they give me the price, and then I usually say, good year. Exactly. Told you she was there. That's the response every single time. I'll give an example, everybody else. Today I was walking out. The person behind the counter was like, the price is 1978, sir. And then I said, good year. And then I winked and walked out without paying. It's the best way to have that situation go. I have a little bit more fun, though. Sometimes I change it up when there's a minority behind the counter, because then I have a little bit more fun with it. Like, I'll give you an example of that. I was walking out. The minority behind the counter was like, the price is 1948, sir. And then I said, good year. But then I paused for a second and went, not for us, though. And that joke works whether the price is $18 all the way to if the price is $20.16. So it's the gift that never gave, but was promised. They were talking about relationships. I have a girlfriend now. First one in my entire life. Thank you. Yeah. Cheers to that. It's fun. I didn't know I could do this. So. I'm really impressed with myself. Like, I didn't know I could ever fall in love or anything like that. Because I would talk to friends of mine. Thanks for the awe. And hope she heard that. No, but in my 20s, I was just out there, like, fucking. I thought that's what you did. You just fucked and then you died. I'm from Chicago. Our life expectancy isn't very high. So, so yeah, it's sad but true. I'm the only one of my friends alive. But I was... It's dark. I'll give you that it's dark. I could have gone another place with that. I'm sorry. But yeah, no, I was talking to one of my friends when I was like 27, and we were talking about love and stuff, and he was like, you want to know how I met my wife, Will? And I was like, no, not at all. But he told me anyway, because that's what you do when you have a wife, I guess. And he was like, I met my wife at a church singles night, man. That's going to happen for you one day. Just wait. And I was like, oh, shit, that's never going to happen for me. I don't go to church or singles nights. So I guess I'll be single forever. But it was different for me. I fell in love in a different way. We knew we were in love because we got really stoned one night. For me, that could be the end of the story. I'd be fine, but there's more. We got really high, and then we used the word love. But no, we got really stoned, and we had weed popcorn. If you never had weed popcorn, it's great because it's weed, but it's also popcorn. But it's terrifying because it's weed, but it's also popcorn. So you're just eating it, and you're like, damn, I really want some more popcorn. And you eat more and more of it. So basically, we were crying in the bathroom for about 3 hours one night. Just shedding tears. At some point, though, I look over at her in the middle of the being high. I looked over, and I was like, yo, wouldn't it be kind of dope if my name was Thad? Some of you have been high before. You know that's just a thing you say when you're high. But you know you're high and with the one you love when she looks right back at you and goes, yo, I was just thinking the same thing. It's like, all right, this is love. I get this now. This makes a lot more sense. My girlfriend's Italian, so she's like kind of white. white enough to get the privilege, but not like white enough to really get the privilege, you know what I mean? she's like, why is everything given to me? That sort of thing. My girlfriend's a lot stronger than me, and that's something I can tell pretty easily. I don't know if every woman is stronger than every man, but based on screams, apparently. But I know she's at least more resilient than me, because I noticed we were watching like this thing about London, and my girlfriend lived in London for like a year, and during her time there, she got chased down the street, ran to her apartment, everything. She actually got like chased. It was like a terrifying experience. And she's still able to watch a program that took place in London. And then we're watching, and she looks at me and goes, ugh, I miss London. I was like, what? After that story about that? I once had 3 bad meals in Louisville, Kentucky in a row. And now every time somebody mentions Louisville, Kentucky, I'm like, man, fuck Louisville. I don't fuck with that place. I don't want to see shit about it. I know how I push love forward because I watch a lot of romantic comedies. I love all romantic comedies, and they're great. And I know what it is. I push love forward because I just did whatever I saw in the romantic comedies. Like, one thing I like to do that's just like romantic comedies, and anytime I meet a girl for the first time and I think she's gorgeous, I usually become best friends with her for like 5 years. Works every time. Another thing I do anytime I'm on the train and I see a couple arguing, I always get right in between. I'm always like, hey, come on, man. She's nice. She deserves better than you. Follow me, miss. Let's get off at the next stop. And she never leaves, but you got to take 100 shots before 99 go in. I don't know what the quote is. Another thing I like doing, anytime I see a couple kissing right outside of a bar, I always try to be like the black dude in the background of those movies. You know, the guy who just kind of walks by and goes, hey, no, that's all right. It's the greatest guy ever, right? My favorite rom-com actor of all time, it's funny they brought him up earlier, is Matthew McConaughey. He's the greatest. Like, I love all of his movies before he got good at acting. That's my shit. He's a guy who just coasted for like 15 years off just being a charming stoner, and then he realized he should try, and then he got an Oscar immediately. I can relate to that. I've just been charming stoner for years right now, and just started writing jokes earlier today. It's easy. But I got a chance to meet him, and I was so excited to meet him. I met him at an after party for Saturday. He hosted Saturday Night Live. I went to it, and I got all excited. I was like, all right, I got 5 minutes of material planned for when I meet Matthew McConaughey. I'm going to say all this. And I didn't realize I only had 30 seconds to say anything. So I get up to him, and I see him, and my friend Sashira introduces me. She's like, Will, this is Matt. And I'm like, oh, great. Hey, Matt, how's it going? I love everything you do. I think you're amazing. I love that thing you did where you're like, you improvised that, right? That was genius. Love that speech, how you were on Idol in 10 years. I'm my Idol in 10 years, too. I think that's great. I love you. I think I love you. I love everything you do. Like, you're so smart. You're a genius. Everything you do is great. All right. And he looked at me, and he was like, all right. And I waited for the other two all rights, but they never came. And then he had this wine in his hand, and he was like swirling it around and like drinking it and going, ah, like that, like an ad. It was like an ad for wine. It legit looked like an ad for wine. It looked so much like an ad for wine that I actually got the wine he had, because the waitress came by right after and she was like, can I get you anything? And I was like, I'll have the wine that Matthew McConaughey is drinking, obviously. And so she goes and gets the wine. She brings it back, and I asked her the price. She gives me the price. I say, good year. And then he hears that, and he's like, did you just say good year? And I was like, yeah, it's kind of my bit. I do it. It crushes every time. And he looks at me and goes, Now that's all right. That's... Thanks, you guys. It's been fun. I'm Will Miles. Peace.
Give it up for Will Miles.
This message comes from Two Dope Queens sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/DopeQueens today to get 10% off your first month.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Jerry Seinfeld on making a life in comedy.
This is a writer's game. If you can write, you succeed. If you can't, you will not make it. Any comedian can be funny on stage, but the bullets are the writing.
Jerry Seinfeld on his film Unfrosted and more. That's the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like so excited for what's about to go down right now.
Oh my God. My underwear is a little damp. I'm not going to lie.
My nipples are buzzing. Thank you.
That's not everybody.
Okay.
So yeah, we have a special drop-in guest tonight.
Yeah.
He has a show of his own that you guys have probably seen him on a fancy little show called The Walking Dead. Ooh, girl, close your legs.
What?
But also spread them open.
Ladies, get your legs open. Also, dudes, if you're into it.
This is a judgment-free zone. Woo! You guys, please welcome to the stage, Ross Marquand.
What's happening there?
We've never had it. Obviously, we don't have guests, so we don't know how to act.
Right.
So.
We're completely ignorant.
We
right
like
now,
just fapped on stage.
Yeah.
You just did. Nice. Thank you. I'm honored.
So we
have questions, I guess.
Yeah, we have
yeah, sure,
a couple.
Sure. Whatever. Right. Whatever you're gonna do.
Want to start this thing off with some questions?
Sure.
So how did you feel about our intro to you? How alienating was it, or was it more like very like, thank you, I'm getting my dues?
I'm finally getting my dues, and also titillating and scintillating and all those good things.
Yeah. Oh, I love
okay,
that.
Okay. Okay. I have I'm gonna put on my Charlie Rose cap.
There it is.
I have a question for you.
It's old. Okay.
How many black women have you slept with? The people want to know.
To be honest.
Yeah, to be honest.
I don't do like the tally thing.
That's
I don't do
good.
The tally
okay,
thing.
Okay, that's good.
That's
I like
weird.
That.
But
that's,
do you remember?
That's weird. If there was a guy who was like, yep, another one, great. You know, yeah. That'd be kind of weird.
They
that'd
exist,
be kind of
weird. Though.
They
okay,
do
that was a trick question.
Right.
That's a fetishy thing. I do primarily sleep with women of color, though.
True. Whoa!
But I'm not discriminatory.
Oh, yeah.
I also sleep with
that John Mayer dick. I appreciate right. that. Yeah.
I think that That ends the interview portion. That was all I wanted. That was it. No,
I mean, that was a great question, and that was a terrific answer.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
It was fetish, but like a bunch.
Right.
I love that. Yeah. And then she jerked herself off. I jade myself off. I jade you off.
Yeah, we just, everyone's jading off. It's great. Off. It's great. You broke dance. It was great.
Thank you. That was good.
We got a little away from ourselves because we never have people over and we don't know how to act. It was like it's so ignorant right now. Okay.
It's good.
It's
good.
So when you...
Composure.
I'm sorry. I know we talked about it backstage, but this fanny pack
you
is killing me.
You love a fanny pack.
Yeah, she got a fanny pack. Ross, you should go take a look at it and see what's in there.
My phone is in there. Oh my God, don't touch me. I will literally orgasm.
This
do not
man.
Do that. Do not. Just.
He like touches you and one of your titties pops out.
I got my house keys.
Oh, nice.
Give it to him.
Is that a carabiner?
Yeah.
I love rock climbing. We should go rock climbing sometime.
I can't. This is too much. Oh my
Get
God.
Back from her, Ross.
No. This is so amazing. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about like what you're doing. Like, what do you know, let's talk about you. Let's not just jerk off the whole time you're here.
So you're on The Walking Dead. Is that still like cray cray banane that you're on the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's such a phenomenon. Like, do you still?
Yeah. When I booked the show, I thought, this is so cray cray banane.
Is that what you said to your agent? And they were like, don't take that to set.
It was my birthday when I got the call, and I was sick. I had the stomach flu, and I jumped out of bed and I said, that's cray cray banane.
He's a liar. You didn't.
I'm not. That's true.
Wait, is your birthday recently?
It's August 22nd.
Oh my goodness. So you're not a Leo.
I'm the last day of Leo.
Oh, me too.
Oh, shit. Wait, you're the last day of Leo, too?
Never fuck. It'd be too much fire.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay. I'm the single one here.
I know. I hated it, babe. Wherever you are, I hated that.
But we could do a threesie. We could do a threesie.
We could do a threesie.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? I think my version of a threesie, though, would be like, I feel like we're like too intimately friends.
Right.
So I would just like respect you and like let you get yours. And then
aww.
I would like be like, oh,
that's
my
so
God.
Sweet.
I would be, our threesie, I would be like cheering you and I'd be like, yay. It's my friend.
And then we tag out.
No,
boom.
Got it.
If you
then I'll go in. I'll jump on that D.
Right.
I'll spin around.
And then I'll come around behind, tickle the butthole. If you're into that, no press.
Would you love it?
No press.
I'll try anything once. Or try whatever.
It would be like a delicious, like sexual Oreo.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, now for realsies though.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So
what was it like on your first day of The Walking Dead? Was it surreal? Because you know everybody has crazy make. It's like such a big production.
It's a huge. Yeah, my first day I was so scared because I was a fan of the show from the get go, and I met Andrew Lincoln Rick for the first time.
It's amazing.
Amazing, and most people don't know this, but he's British. Yeah.
What?
And so right?
That's like that Idris Elba twist where you're like, what? Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, so just so you know, it's like, it's a crazy. Very,
oh
you know,
God.
It's a I very
know,
intense.
You're right.
Suit.
Everything's sexy. No. Like,
damn, no. He can do a British accent, are you?
I know. Phoebe, wait. Phoebe, your titty's out.
Oh.
Cool. And then what was it like to like see all the makeup get done? Like, were you like, oh, the zombie stuff? Oh.
Yeah, I said, I turned into John C. Reilly, and I was like, oh, this is crazy. I can't believe all the zombies. Yeah.
Holy shit, that's a good impression.
Dude. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you
he's a master impressionist. I did some Googling. I saw your vids.
Oh, you did?
I saw
Wait,
your
which
vids.
One? Which one? Yeah.
I saw the X-rated one. No. I just saw
We haven't Checking. Seen that, no. but if you're Wait, willing to share it with us.
No, but I saw like a couple, like you did a video for Vanity Fair. You did all these impressions. Could you do some, I don't want to put you on the spot, but could you do some for
us? You don't want to put me on the spot?
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to do some impressions for us?
Sure, do you want to
do
that?
Do you want to not? Okay, so I'm going to move back here.
Should I just give you some celebs?
Sure.
Okay. One of my top five is your Justin Timberlake.
Oh, for real? Girl? No. You don't even know. Like, for realsies?
Oh, my God!
I'm going to write you a song right now.
Me just came while writing in her diary. Thank you so much.
Why not 26-year-old you right now?
Yeah, wasn't it like a
Michael Caine? I heard you.
Michael Caine.
Are you excited? Yeah, everyone gets really excited for Michael Caine.
Like, a super horny
yeah,
for me.
You fucking give me Michael Caine. You know, like, yeah.
Nah, why do we fall, Master Wayne? So we can learn to pick ourselves back up again.
Right? Oh, my God! Yeah. This is like some David Blaine street magic, and we're like black people on the show.
Yeah, we're like, oh, this is like, shit!
We're like high-fiving each other a million times. Okay, give us another one.
Give us another one. You give him a...
Do you have a McConaughey or something?
Oh, you like McConaughey now.
No.
I heard Will talking about McConaughey earlier. I heard Will. I heard that story. I remember that night, actually. We were out there, and it was unfortunate because I'd just been turned down for 50 Shades of Grey. I said, I can't believe it. I don't know why they wouldn't choose me. I'm the perfect guy for it. I pontificate. I'm charming. I'm rich. They didn't believe that I could convincingly, you know, inflict BDSM, you know, pain on a woman.
Oh my God.
The hand thing is the most.
It's so good.
The flourish.
It's
yeah.
so good.
All right.
That was really amazing. Yes, those were.
Thank you.
Do you have any more that you just like doing?
Yeah, do you have any? What are some of your favorites that you like doing?
I mean, I love Angry Harrison Ford. He's probably my favorite.
Yes.
You
know, like, he's always angry.
Just angry about everything.
Yeah,
he
hates
best.
The ear piercing. He hates all of
that. Yeah, God. Son of a bitch. I'm so sick of this goddamn Brooklyn versus Manhattan bullshit. Let me tell you something. Back in my day, it was all one goddamn city. You either lived in New York or you lived somewhere else and no one gave a shit.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Let's do maybe one more.
Yeah.
You do a good Kevin Spacey.
Oh, sure. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay. He's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Do you want like regular regs Kevin Spacey or like Frank
let's
Underwood?
Do,
Frank
let's
Underwood.
Do Frank Underwood.
Right, Frank Underwood.
Now, I don't know if y'all caught up with House of Cards season 3, but I'll tell you this. I am so very happy to be your president. And I think if you vote for me just one more time, Frances Underwood, my wife, we will take you to the top. I promise that.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing. Very, that was amazing.
This week's On the Media, one former NPR editor's grievances are reverberating far beyond a Substack essay. He claims wokeness is ruining the place.
That marginalized people are storming the barricades and dictating that this story happens and this story gets killed and we're going to use this language and not use that language. That's not what I saw.
On this week's On the Media from WNYC. Find On the Media wherever you get your podcasts.
One impression, but I don't think it's that good.
No, let's see it. It's probably really good.
Okay. So this is my impression of the fantastic boy band Hanson.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a very short impression. So uh-huh. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
it. Do it one more time. Do it one more time.
One more time.
Just
ooh.
Yeah. And what I love was the note choice.
Yeah.
There's puberty there.
Yes.
There's angst.
Do you have any impressions in your...
Just of my mom.
No, but you do like a good... You could do a Christina Aguilera. I've heard you do that.
Well, I love like musical. I'm like, oh, God, I guess I'll do it. Oh, yeah. There's one.
That
and
was
then
really
I
good.
Have a... I think I have a Green Day impression, but I won't know until it comes out.
Woo!
So dumb. Okay. Do you wanna be an American idiot? I was like a baby.
It sounds like you have a mouthful of potato salad as you're singing.
Can you pretend me the hot dog? Like.
I can kind of do a Nelly Furtado, but I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good one. Do it. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm like a man. I'm a
yeah.
It's very nasally.
She loves, Nelly loves right. to be like,
what? I'm like a man. It's like, what?
That's good. Yeah. I have a good Jessica Simpson impression.
Ooh.
Okay.
Never bought a t-shirt on.
Ooh.
I never felt so beautiful. Now that I didn't know, now that I'm with you.
That was spot on.
I'm coming after Ross's
I know.
Job. I'm like, so can I be on The Walking Dead now?
You better replace Ross.
Yeah.
Should we keep this show moving along?
Yeah, we should. We really should.
Yeah, how's that feel to you guys? It's going to be so good. I'm excited to bring out our next act. She's
so funny.
So amazing. So talented. You may have seen her in her Netflix special called The Characters.
Please give it up for Kate Burland!
Wow. Thank you all so much for having me. It might be hard to tell just by looking at me, but despite my violently Hasidic features. despite all of that, I have benefited from white privilege my whole life. It was kind of... So it allows me to do things like shoplift constantly. Whole Foods is my pantry. It's my Easter basket. And again, playing with the Judaism there. I just realized. But I do have a belief about shoplifting. I do believe that women 100% have the right to steal cosmetics. That is something that... Oh, of course. Are you kidding? Yeah. Let me break it down a little bit. Women, often upon birth, are forced into a very violent system in which they have to constantly pay for their own subjectivity, right? So if you don't have certain creams, lotions, powders, the state won't recognize you. It can be hard to get a job, right? It's very difficult. So I've taken to just lifting certain items over the years. For example, this... And by the way, everyone... Some people hear me say this, and they're like, I'm a shopkeeper. My father... I'm like... Relax. Okay. I'm not talking about, I'm talking about Sephora, okay? I'm talking about Walgreens. I'm talking about CVS. I'm talking about places that benefit off exploitation, okay? So they factor it into their yearly budget. I've looked into it. Okay, anyway. So truly, for example, the lipstick I'm wearing right now, this right here, the NARS makes this. It's called Scarlet Empress, so that's upsetting. And so the layers of it. And it truly costs $27 if you pay for it, okay? If you make the choice to pay. I made the choice not to pay years ago. Yes, truly. But again, that is a privilege that I have abused and will continue to abuse, and I encourage you to just flirt with the idea. Thank you. Oh, I always wonder when I'm in a room this big, who here has the gall not to be in therapy? I always wonder. Who's bold enough to not seek help? And we can just kind of go, this one white male, okay. Truly, when people tell me that they're not in therapy, I'm always like, oh, you can't do karaoke forever, you know? Your friends and family see what karaoke has become for you, and you do have to sit down with someone. I lived here for 9 years, which is kind of where I get kind of that well-read, like, who is she? Like, that's what gave me that. I do live now in the small seaport town of Los Angeles. I don't know, it's kind of a cliche to talk about LA in these terms, but people are very, you know, cut. There's a real obsession with the body in a specific way. And I'm just curious, like, has anyone here ever met someone who's, like, ripped? And I don't mean just like, oh, I mean like toned, like, and who's ripped but also has good ideas. Has anyone ever actually... Because I'm still searching. I struggle with saying that because I am body positive, so relax. Some people are crying. You're beautiful. I do have to go in what can only be described as a minute. Maybe less. As many of you know, I don't adhere to calendrical cycles or clocks. I think they're apparatuses of the state. So I don't... It is crazy when you go into someone's house and you see a clock. You're like, really? But I do live over there like many of you. I was also a volunteer with the Bernie Sanders campaign. Oh, thank you. It's over. It was always over, I'm realizing. Now I really tried. I gave it my all-ish. But I'm realizing now, I mean, of course, I'm going to vote for Hillary. I think that it's always been Hillary for me, and it's very simple. I own a lot of private prisons, and so for me, it's just business. You know, I'm sorry. I have to vote with my purse on this one. So funny, someone here has the exact laugh of somebody who deceived me, and okay, yeah. Of course, now they're quiet. You know, it's just Josh. It's such a Josh-like thing, you know, as soon as you're called out to be like, not me, you know, and recede. Thank you all so much. I've been Kate Berlant. Give it up for Kate Berlant. Thank you so much. Yes.
Hey, boo-boos. You just heard Kate Berlant, Ross Marquand, and Will Miles.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solitaroff, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plourd, Dara Hirsch, Ed Haber, Jeremy Bloom, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.
Want more of the queens? Follow us on the gram. Find out what's happening behind the scenes and check out some of the amazing fan art that we have received.
Have you enjoyed the season so far? Then throw us a bone bone, subscribe to our show, and give us a review.
Hey, listeners, it's the You Can't Touch My Hair book tour. I'm like Carmen San Diego. Try and find me. I'm going coast to the other coast, babies. Go to my website, phoeberobson.com/tour, and get more info. I'm coming to see you. Come see me. Okay, babies, that's all for now. We'll be back before you know it with a new epi. So, like, Counting Crows, that dude dated Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox.
He did? Good for him. He, yeah, like, got it. He was, like, an it boy is what that means, I, yeah, think. Yeah,
but he's a white guy with dreads.
Yeah, he seems like somebody that's very 90s and that you needed to experience there. I feel like if we were dating around that time, that's a dude that we meet and be
what?
Like, what? Should I hit the bongos with him in Union Square?
No, I would have been trying to smash Tevin Campbell, baby.
Oh, my God.
Can we talk?
Oh, me too.
Ooh.